Here with what it says in the papers is John S. Doyle.
Mona McSharry from a small seaside hamlet of Grange in County Sligo, as the Irish Times puts it, is pictured on many front pages after she won a bronze medal in the women's 100 metres breaststroke event at the Olympic Games in Paris yesterday. In the Irish Independent, photographed by Sportsfile, she is biting the medal. In the Times shot by Morgan Tracy of Info, she's in the pool after her win with her hand to her mouth as if in disbelief. Tracy also took the Irish Examiner's front page photograph of Mona McSharry with a big grin, brandishing the Irish tricolour. For their lead stories, the papers look elsewhere. The Times reports that the United States is leading a diplomatic drive to deter Israel from striking Lebanon's capital, Beirut, or major civil infrastructure in response to a deadly rocket attack on the Golan Heights. As it happens, in the On This Day feature on the back page of The Examiner, there is a photograph of a rescue worker carrying the body of a girl from the rubble of Qana in Lebanon after Israeli airstrikes on this day in 2006. The Examiner leads this morning with figures from the Commission for Regulation of Utilities, which showed that households are almost €150 million in debt on their energy bills. The Independent's front page lead is about Briony Sainsbury, a young woman from Newtown Forbes, County Longford, who died in 2021, just days after sustaining a brain injury following a kick from her horse. Eilish O'Regan writes that an independent report commissioned by Mullingar Hospital into her treatment has found a litany of missed opportunities. The Irish Daily Mail reports that government security advisers are urging the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, to move to the Steward's Lodge at Farmley in Dublin for his own protection. John Lee writes that security is being increased for all senior politicians with escalating anti-immigration disturbances and a rise internationally in attacks on politicians. The Irish Daily Mirror leads with the sentencing of James Kilroy yesterday to life imprisonment for the murder of his wife Valerie French in Westport, County Mayo in 2019. The Belfast Telegraph reports that PSNI officers in Armagh have said they hope a colleague caught on camera celebrating following the county's All-Ireland GAA win on Sunday won't be facing harsh disciplinary action from the top brass. For the Irish Daily Star and the Irish Sun, the main story is that a film is going to be made about Roy Keane's spat with Mick McCarthy in Saipan before the 2002 Soccer World Cup. Cranky goes to Hollywood, says the Star headline. It is reported that Aina Hardwick is to play Roy Keane and Steve Coogan takes the part of McCarthy. The pundit Eamon Dunphy is quoted in The Star and The Mirror as saying he wants Robert De Niro to play him in the movie. However, his wife Jane Gogan says, joking, according to The Star, that she would prefer to see Paul Mescal in the role.
Robert De Niro. John S. Doyle, thank you.